Nice
passage. When you have a king, he goes to a group and he commissions a group to do a job. And they'll pay them $100,000. He doesn't care how the job is done. Whether they all do it evenly, or some people do more than others. And when they finish, in other words, he hires this group, and the group is a company. The company does the job. The company gets paid. Some people in the company work harder, some people work less hard. You pay the company, and everyone gets to divide up the money. Then who is Baruch Lokeinu? But Hashem's not like that. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, he doesn't want each person doing the job himself. He wants them all to do it together. There's a bigger inyan if many people do a mitzvah together. That's called Beroi V'am Hadras Melech. So in a certain sense, he wants the company to do the job. He doesn't want individuals doing the job. He wants a company, because Beroi V'am Hadras Melech. Ach B'tzchar. But once the company does the mitzvah, and when it comes for the reward, Ibsha Abdu Kulam Yachad, even though they all work together, but you don't divide up the reward equally among the people. Why? You can have 1,000 people doing together one mitzvah. So you would think they all should get the same reward. You will not have one, they will get the same as the other. In other words, you have 1,000 people doing the same mitzvah in Shemayim, it'll never happen that two people will get the same reward. Why? Kipelis Mose Misham. Hashem makes separate, judges separate. Who yipas v'yaymer, Hashem's going to separate. He made plenty upon it. This person had nothing else to do. So it didn't take so much dedication from to do the mitzvah. Achreya was the other person, and the other person had something else to do. So he gets more reward because there's a certain more degree of commitment, dedication, Mesiras Nefesh. He had to give up. He had something else to do. Well, Derek said plenty also be summoned. One guy did it, and a little bit he was dragging his feet. The other guy was not without that. Plony b'simcha. One guy did it with happiness. Plony b'simcha yisera. The other guy did it with more happiness. Plony b'kvedes. One guy did it. He was, he wasn't driving. He was depressed, not happy. B'kvedes means dragging his feet. Plony b'mizrim. One did mizrimis. Plony b'kavana kawa. One guy had a little bit of kavana. Plony kavana go. One guy had more kavana. There's a million different levels. Ain't bespar. Okay. So it's a very important insight. We're very superficial people. And we look at the mitzvahs and the chitzainis. And we see two people doing a mitzvah exactly the same. But he says there are millions of differences. Ain't bespar. There's elef alfe mine bechinas ain't bespar. So you can have 1,000,000 people doing the same mitzvah, and they're all going to get different rewards. So now the shaila is, these nuances of differences, how important are they? Right? There's a million ways that you can change your mitzvah. You can do it more zerizes, more simcha, more kavana, more hiddur, doing more faith and halacha, you know, Raidam Hajjas, Melech, and others, many different things. So which, how much does that make a difference? So you have here the Orchis Sadiqim. He says in an interesting line, Ko'oise mitzvahs b'simcha. I should have photocopied this, I'm sorry. If you do mitzvah b'simcha, it's in Shara Simcha. Yesh roschar, you get how much extra reward? Erev yadas. Yoyze misha mitzvah no b'masa. What does erev yadas mean?
Thousand times, right?
In other words, it's not pshat. When you do a b'simcha, okay, it's a little hider. We think of a hider, okay. You know, you did a hider. Hider mitzvah. Okay, you do a hider mitzvah. You got it, it's a little bit bigger. You get 5% more, 10% more. No, no. You don't get 100% more. You get a thousand times 100% more. Right?
What level is that? What level of simcha is that? Like,
he didn't say. It sounds like, he says simcha versus lack of simcha. Okay. He breaks it up in different levels. Atzvin, not Atzvin, simcha, yes, it's simcha, right? Could be there could be, you know, a simcha, and then there's probably super simcha, you know? So, but that means it's not minor. So we sometimes think that the ikar is a mitzvah. All these things, okay, they're nice. It's nice to do a little, to do a hiddur. But the main thing is I do the mitzvah. But according to Orchis Sadiqim, it's almost like the main thing is to do the hiddur. You know, you do one mitzvah with a hiddur of simcha that's better than 1,000 mitzvahs or equal to 1,000 mitzvahs without the hiddur. So the hiddurim are major. Now, hiddurim are not only in your heart. There's hiddurim of zrizas. There's hiddurim of zekeiv anveyu. Right? There's hiddurim of... There's not a hiddurim. The hiddurim of doing what?
What's
zekeiv anveyu? Yeah, he's a nice becher. You're doing it in a nice manner. You wear a jacket when you daven. You wear a hat when you daven.
He doesn't mean dafka simcha?
You wash your hands when you daven. What?
He doesn't mean dafka simcha?
He does say dafka simcha. I'm saying that there are other hiddurim besides simcha.
But we apply the same 1,000 times.
I do not know. I'm not in charge.
What's the hajj with
that? I'm not in charge. But it is very possible. We know the Auschwitz says that there are millions of different variables. That's what he says. So we know that one variable, which is simcha, the Orchis Sadiqim says increases the mitzvah by 1,000. What about other variables? I do not know. I suspect that they also increase the mitzvahs quite largely. We know that because it just seems that way from the other. But because they don't start differentiating between different variables. Anyway, I wanted to get a tzir. Look at on the bottom. There's an amazing Perish Mishnah. I think I read this last year, but what can you do? There's a Perish Mishnah to the Rambam in the end of Makkos. Right. Rav Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael, Tzika Cherbem Torah Mitzvahs. What does that mean? Because Hashem loves Klai Yisrael so much, therefore He gave us a lot of mitzvahs. Now, how does having a lot of mitzvahs show that Hashem loves us? So what's the simple pshat?
Get more mitzvahs.
So, because every mitzvah is $1,000,000. So you got lots of mitzvahs, you get lots of $1,000,000. Right? Says the Rambam, that's not pshat. Says the Rambam, Me'ikrei Amuna, one of the basic yisoyos of Amuna b'tayra, ki kishikayim other mitzvah mi'atayag mitzvahs, kiroi, if you do one mitzvah properly, and you don't have any ulterior motives, you're not doing it for covet, you're not doing it for pleasure, you eat, sometimes you have other negiyas. You go to the chasana, you want to have the food, whatever, you know. And if you do it with all the proper intentions, Moshe Barnach, Hinei Zaka Barachayam Haba. For that one mitzvah alone, you get Olam Haba. Valze Amra Bechanina. See what Rav Chanina means. Ki mitzvahs be Osam Harbe, Hashem gives us so many mitzvahs. The Maaseh Torah says that a person should be able to do a mitzvah every second of his life. But he says there are so many mitzvahs that you can always find a mitzvah every second. Efter, it's impossible, shlo yasa oda mechayev in your whole life, achas, ma'am, al mitzchoyna, v'shem musa. It's not possible that one time you won't do one right. Ubasoiso oisa mitzvah, and you do that mitzvah right, you'll get oida ma'aba. Right? A wild Rambam. Hashem gave us hundreds and thousands and millions of mitzvahs. Get a mitzvah every second. So you go through your life, right? You got tzitzis every second. Yarmulke every second. Sheish mitzvahs, tzmidas, right? You know, the Mishnah Berurah brings the beginning. Believing Hashem, that's every second. Talmud Torah, every word. You know, there's a lot of mitzvahs here. You come at 300 a day, talking about hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs. You go through your life, you can have millions and trillions of mitzvahs. Why did Hashem give us so many mitzvahs? Because this way, the probability is you'll get one right.
You see?
And that's you get one right, you hit the jackpot. Right? In other words, it sounds like that one right is better than a million, or more than a million, not right.
I thought that unlocks the door. I thought that was, you're saying that gets you in.
The door, that's because it's schar for that. It's greater.
The schar is greater, or that opens the door for the rest to get in?
No, the schar is greater. That's what I read. That's how you get this. The other ones, you don't. Because that schar is greater. The Chavetz Chaim gives a mashal. It's a beautiful Chavetz Chaim. He gives a mashal. And it's called, he has a sefer called the Kutei Mamarim. Having the same name as the Kutei. Yes, but it's not. But it's okay. Anyway, he brings in there a mashal that there was a person that spent his whole life collecting svarim. That was his hobby, collecting svarim. And he had a warehouse of svarim. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of svarim. Spent his whole life collecting svarim. Okay, his hobby. He gets to be an old man, and he decides, you know, it's getting too hard for me. I'm going to sell my collection. I have one of the world's greatest collection of svarim. I'm going to sell it. So he hears there are different people that buy svarim. There's some people that sell big price, you know, higher prices. So he asks, calls in a guy who's one of these fancier companies to evaluate his svarim and how much he'll pay him. So the guy goes into his warehouse. And he spends a whole day there going through all his svarim. He comes out holding three svar and says, okay, we'll take these three. The guy said, three? I got 50,000, 100,000 svarim. He says, yeah, well, 50,000. And I looked through every cipher. This one was waterlogged. This one was, the pages were bent. This one had some worms in it. This one was, someone dropped a pen of ink on it. He says, I found three svarim in mint condition. I only buy svarim in mint conditions. You want to sell the non, you know, there are other people, they'll pay you bulk rate, you know, you'll sell it to the guy from Lakewood and the used svarim, sorry, capital svarim, he'll buy all your svarim. But I buy mint svarim, and I pay top dollars. I found $3. So that's the Chavetz Chaim says, we go through our life, and we come up to Shemayim, and we come up with our hundreds and thousands and maybe millions of mitzvahs, and we're so snobby, you know, come up to Shemayim, and I have these millions of mitzvahs, boy, oh boy, and then you get the guy that goes, evaluates it, and says, okay, congratulations, you did two right your whole life.
Those mitzvahs are nothing?
Not nothing, chas v'shalom, no, didn't say that. Didn't say, we're not trying to downplay the other mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs are amazing. Those mitzvahs are $1 million. I'm not that. If you're getting the wrong message.
It sounds like you're only getting a mamba from those two. Though.
Okay.
Oh, you get sometimes.
You can get mamba, but you're guaranteed to get a mamba for this. This alone guarantees on a mamba. The other ones, you can get on mamba for a volume a lot, but this guarantees it. But the saying that these mitzvahs, a mitzvah in mint condition is so great that yes, every mitzvah is $1 million. We say schar mitzvah b'hai al meleka. According to what they say, Pshat and Schar Mitzvah Hayah Malekah, Who knows where the Sfarim?
Not worth it.
He said, if you go into a candy store and you have $1,000 bill, you can't buy anything, because they can't buy something in a candy store for $1,000. So you would be gypped if you would take any mitzvah, and you want to get reward in this world. That's what the Sfarim say. Samar Tvora. He said, Hashem would be gypping you. So the reward of it says that the reward of any mitzvah is greater than all the pleasures of this world. But that's any old mitzvah. But one mitzvah nishma, or properly done, a home run, is worth all the other mitzvahs put together, which is pretty wild. So what it means is, it's a wild thing, is that we have to not only be concerned, not trying to convince us not to do mitzvahs, chas v'sham, but the effort putting into, sometimes we're just so careless. What's the difference? You know, it makes a difference. So my straps and my tefillin are not perfectly black, and my tzitzis are not perfectly kosher, and my it's b'di'evet. B'di'evet, it's okay, right? B'di'evet. It's okay, so I didn't have a hat and jacket. But you're not yotzi davening if you don't daven with a hat and jacket. And I didn't wash my hands for davening, so I wiped it in. Okay, right? Now, it could be that b'di'evet, I'm yotzi. But it's not a lechatchila, right? So I didn't, you know, there are many, many things that we do that we're satisfied with b'di'evet. Or even, if this is even less than a b'di'evet, this is better than a b'di'evet, according to the Halsha. You're just missing certain hidurim. We don't do a mitzvah b'simcha. It's not even b'di'evet, that's a chatchila. But we're wasting the opportunity. You have the opportunity to get 1,000 times more schar if you would do it right. And what's the difference? You know, Rav Rudiman told us, We went to Rav Rudiman. I know I'm losing track of the time. That we asked Rav Rudiman a question. The question we asked Rav Rudiman is, if the altar would have been in America, would he have done anything different in America than he did in Europe? Okay, whatever. There was a Rashiva and a Machlekes about that with some Gadol. So we asked Rav Rudiman. So Rav Rudiman said, basically, he would not have done anything different, which is like what Rashiva held. But he would have done one thing different in the teaching, in the giving it over. He said, because one of the big yisaitis in Sarbaka is that we do b'di'evet when it's been adam l'chaveiro. For example, l'chatchila you're supposed to wash nego vaser next to your bed. In yeshiva, we don't wash nego vaser next to the bed. Why not? Ben adam l'chaveiro, because your roommate might trip and spill the water. So that's a b'di'evet. Why? Because we're worried about being out of the chaveiro. We're doichon atchila. Everyone knows the story. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he washed from Netilas Yadayim, he only washed to his fingertip because the maid brought the water. So for the being out of the chaveiro, not to make the maid schlep more water, he did a b'di'evet on how much to wash his hands. So one of the biggest sayings of the Baal Musar is that you do a b'di'evet for being out of the chaveiro. So Rav Rudiman said, that he tells that to people in America, they say, yeah, that's okay. Of course, that makes a lot of sense, because what's the big deal if it's a b'di'evet? B'di'evet, it's also good. Everyone in America, that's all they do with mitzvahs b'di'evet. So why not do it? He says, Rabbein Adel Chavero, sure. He says, first you have to teach the guys that a b'di'evet is earth-shattering. It's horrendous. A b'di'evet is rachik mizrach from Ma'ariv. You went ahead and lost, you're missing 1,000 or whatever parts of the mitzvah. And then you can teach them the chiddush that afal b'kein, we do a b'di'evet for ben adam chavero. But Rav Rudiman was saying, for whatever reason, in American culture, b'di'evet is an attitude. It's okay, b'di'evet. You go ahead and you guys, sometimes you go around the dorm, the guys who are, Miss Minion, and they're dabbling in their underwear. It's okay. But you're not yaitzi dabbling. Yeah, you are yaitzi. But it's not really chatchila, right? It's not to wear a hat and jacket. And it's not chatchila not to wash your hands. And it's not chatchila not to have kavana. And it's not chatchila to skip Sukkah and Zimra, right? You know, all these things. You know, we were in Israel a year ago, right? When we were in Israel last year, and we went to Rav. Rav Gamliel. Yeah. So he told a story that he used to learn Bechavrusa with this Kreisler.
Zundel Kreisler.
Rav Zundel Kreisler. So he told a story about Zundel Kreisler that he said, I don't remember, he said it last time or he said the time before. He said that Zundel Kreisler, he davened the Vasikin every day of his life. He was makbid. Even on his wedding day, he davened Vasikin. And then he got up the next morning and davened Vasikin. In Israel, Vasikin is very early. Not like in America. Vasikin is very early in Israel. He davened Vasikin every day. Since Bar Mitzvah, he never missed a Vasikin. So he was an old man, and he was walking to shul early with his grandson, helping him to walk in, because he's an old man, hard to walk, to get there for Vasikin, before Vasikin, to get kachanas, and he falls. No, you can't get falls. His clothes are going to get all dirty. Can't dive with dirty clothes. So he has to go back home and change. So his grandson sees, but they left it so much time early, he's at Vachonis. So he tells his grandfather, if we're Mizares, we can still make Vasikin. His grandson knew this. His grandfather never once missed Vasikin his whole life. So he said, but it's getting late. So he said, well, if we skip do dilugim, you know what dilugim means? You skip a little bit of Pesukah and Zimra, so it'll be okay. We'll make it. So Rav Zundel say, I don't do dilugim. I might never miss Vasikin, but not if it means skipping a little bit of Pesukah and Zimra. Then, of course, then first time in my life, I'll have to miss Vasikin. What can you do? Right. You know, we do it all the time, you know. Right? You know, I think the guy would say, I never dive in without the Lugan. That's my minute. Right? So we go ahead. What are you not yaitzi with the yaitzi like that, you know? So we go with the attitude. Basically, we do a mitzvah. The attitude that when you do a mitzvah right, with all its, you dot its I's, you cross its T's, you do with all the hidurim, you see all the lachatchilas, you know, you go ahead and you get the right shear and you make the, the mitzvah is worth hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times more, right? So from the Rambam, it's mashma, it's worth, it's worth millions of times more. Just so it's a very inspirational concept. Is to try, and especially sometimes you take one mitzvah, you can take an easy mitzvah. According to this Rambam, once in a while you should take one mitzvah and decide, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to put on tzitzis this morning. So normally I put it on, and first of all, maybe my bag is not so kosher. Right? For half the strings are, but the oven, if some of the strings are ripped, it's kosher, right? So I'm going to make sure get myself a kosher pair, a chatzchila, and it's going to be the right size, a chatzchila, and maybe the right the right types of strings in my material. I know what all the, okay, and then we put it on with the right kavana, and I'm realizing I'm doing a mitzvah of tzitzis, and in order to do mitzvah tzitzis, right, what do you have to have in mind? The what?
The
Man Tizkar. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Shabura brings it in the Shulchan Aruch that in order to be Yaitzi Mitzvah Sitzes right, you're supposed to know the reason, because normally we don't know the reasons for the mitzvahs, and you're not obligated to think about the reason of the mitzvahs. But Sitzes, it says the reason. And it says the Man Tizkar. So you're supposed to be Tizkar. So by you're on the Yaitzi Sitzes right, you got to stop to think Tizkar. You think you're doing it in Shem Shemayim. So you go ahead one day, I'm just giving an example, doesn't have to be, and you decide to do Sitzes right. So that's like major. Doesn't have to be citrus. You want to talk? Learn. Okay. For this 5 minutes, I'm going to learn right. I'm going to concentrate. My hands will be clean. My whatever, you know. We'll use my, I'll focus my brain. I'm doing the Shem Shemayim. I'm stopping to think about that it's a mitzvah. You know, because that's what he says, that there are different levels of the Shema. His lashon is Bekavana Kala and Kavana Gedola. Right? I'm doing it Besimcha. I'm happy I have the mitzvah. Right? So you go ahead and you transform the mitzvah. So you can go ahead, it's an amazing thing. You can have two people to do exactly the same thing, and they come up to Shemayim and Olam Haba, and they're not holding the same place, right? Because one could be a 100,000 times bigger tzaddik than the other, and you wouldn't even have noticed in the human eye the difference. Just one did it with a greater amount of simcha, one did it with a greater amount of the Shem Shemayim, one was medaktik a little more in the lechatchilas, right? You know? Some of these things you can't even notice. So it's almost like chaval. We spend the whole day doing mitzvahs, basically. We're like, oh, that's what we do all day long. We're doing mitzvahs. And we could do the mitzvahs, we can increase them by, if we just would add a little bit extra simcha, we'd increase it 1,000 times, right? You know, we do it with grumpiness. So, you know. So then, you know, and then we do it with a simple, we just increase it 1,000 times. you don't increase it 1,000 times. If I learn every day, you make a cheshbon, right? We'll just have for fun, because I'm in, what time I got? Oh, so I got 1 minute. I got a minute, but it's for fun. A guy learns how many hours, he learns every minute of learning. What does the Chofetz Chaim say? How many words can you do a minute?
200.
200. So you get 200 mitzvahs a minute. Every mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Keneged Kudam. Right? So it's Keneged Kudam. That's 200. I need someone to math a mathematician. 200 times 613. That's how much?
12, 26. And I plan it ahead.
Okay. Now you do it for an hour, then you multiply it by 60.
12, 26, no.
It's 200 times.
Okay. Get back on, right?
What more is it?
122,000. Okay. Now you learn for 8 hours a day. So you're up to a million already, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you got a million mitzvahs at the time of time. Now, according to this Archa Sadikim, and that's not counting my Mara Satira, that you get a few, you know. And I doubled it around 100 times. But okay. But anyway, so without the minus of Torah. So you got a million mitzvahs of Talmud Torah today. You did it in Simcha. You multiply that by 1,000. So instead of getting a million mitzvahs, you got a billion mitzvahs. Right? Yeah, big difference. Anyway, and if you did it with other things, I did it b'simcha and nishma, and, you know, you keep on multiplying it. So it comes out, you know, the difference is astronomical. If the guy is, you know, one penny doubled by two is 2 pennies, but a big difference. Anyway, so it's a very big zeris. Lemaisa, what I once saw in a sefer that there's a, that the machlekes, the chassidim, and the mitznagdim, what should you put your work on first? Should you work on first working on the lev more, or work on first working on the hither and the maisa more? Okay, but they're both important.
What's the difference?
No difference. It's shy which one comes first. If you had a choice, if you only have enough energy to make the mitzvah, should you work on the hither of reason, makdim, and the mitzvahs, of the hither and the maisa, or hither in your heart? Okay. But we are the both.
You don't hold on the emphasis of Talmud Torah. Just, this is on like the hither of Talmud Torah. We wouldn't say that it's more important to work on learning more.
Well, that learning. No, I'm saying that we hold the both. Of course, we hold the learning more. But I'm saying, there are hidurim in the midst of Talmud Torah. You learn b'simcha, it's a bigger hider. You learn b'rov am hadras mela, it's a bigger mitzvah. You learn that when your hands are clean while you're learning. the bigger mitzvah.
Well, your energy.
Yeah, but it's for someone to learn b'simcha, he needs to take off 10 minutes.
I don't know. You don't have to take. Not necessarily have to take off 10 minutes.
But what would Rebbe say
you
for that?
You can take off a half a minute, and just before you start, you say, "Wow, this is such a great opportunity." But we don't bother. It doesn't take so long. You take off 10 minutes, you won't be simple. You'll be distracted. You know. Okay. Anyway.
But according to what Rebbe is saying, let's say a person didn't need. Let's say a person needed to take an hour off.
If
that's going to learn an extra 10 minutes, he's going to learn 10 minutes. He's going to learn 10 minutes.
I'm not saying that.
That would be totally worth it.
So that would be.
You'd be like, do a whole
day.
That
would be what that's the Chassidish Shita, right? You know, the Chassidish Shita was that they did hachanas, you know, for. You know, the famous story that there was, you know, that there was a Hasidic rabbi that, you know, he's supposed to do bris mitzvahs, reza makdim mitzvahs, but he always did bris mitzvahs later in the afternoon because he had to do more, to spend his whole day to do his achanas so he could get to, you know, to do the mitzvah right. Okay.
But based on what we're saying over here,
I don't know. The nitvah may help, but that's also reza makdim is part of the hiddur. Right. Okay, anyway, I don't know. Okay, yes, you asked me two hard questions. Okay.